Ever wish you could like set the price of Bitcoin or Ethereum? What if you could earn a cut every time someone traded those cryptos? Kind of sounds like a superpower, right?
Well, that's kind of what liquidity pools are in DeFi.
Yeah, because like being the house, but instead of a casino, you're running a decentralized stock market, open 24/7. Anyone can play, the rules are written in code.
I love that. Okay, so for today's deep dive you shared, what are liquidity pools? A crypto guide to DeFi from the Tap and Earn blog.
That's right.
Very appropriate given the topic. And it's from today, September 26, 2024. So we are working with the latest info. Now, the article kicks off talking about DeFi, decentralized finance. For anyone just tuning in, imagine stepping into a world where the old rules of finance, they don't apply. You're a crypto explorer in uncharted territory. Exactly. And in this new world, you, the individual, have more power than ever before. You can lend, borrow, and even trade without needing a bank or a broker as a middleman.
So how do liquidity pools fit into all of this?
Think of them as the engine that makes this whole decentralized financial system go. They're essentially pools of cryptocurrency that are used to facilitate trades.
Okay, so like a big digital pool full of crypto ready to be swapped back and forth, but instead of a lifeguard, we have smart contracts.
Precisely. Smart contracts are key. These are self-executing contracts that automatically enforce the rules of the pool. No need for a central authority.
So anyone can be a part of this system, even provide the crypto that goes into these pools, right? The article calls them liquidity providers.
Exactly. And the beauty of it is that you get rewarded for providing that liquidity. Remember those trading fees we talked about? A portion of those fees goes directly to the liquidity providers.
Okay, so let me get this straight. I can deposit my crypto into a pool, it helps facilitate trades, and I earn a cut of the fees. Sounds like a pretty sweet deal.
It can be, but like with any investment, there are risks involved, which the article does get into as well.
Okay, good to know. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of risks, the article does mention that there are actually different types of liquidity pools, right? Each with its own, let's say, personality.
Absolutely. Yeah. And understanding the differences between these pools is essential for any aspiring liquidity provider. So let's dive into those different pool personalities, shall we? The first one the article mentions is the constant product pool.
Sounds pretty self-explanatory, but I'm sure there's more to it than meets the eye.
There always is. Imagine a balance scale with one token on each side. In a constant product pool, the product of the quantities of those tokens needs to remain constant.
Okay, so like a seesaw, if one side goes down, the other side has to go up.
Exactly. If you have ETH and DAI in a pool, and someone buys ETH, the price of ETH goes up relative to DAI to maintain that balance. Uniswap, a popular decentralized exchange, primarily uses this type of pool.
Got it. So constant product equals constant balancing act. Now, what about those stablecoin pools? Those sound a bit less wild, maybe.
It can be. Stablecoin pools are designed to minimize risk, as the name suggests. Since stablecoins like USDC or DAI are pegged to more stable assets like the US dollar, you don't get the same kind of price swings you might see with other cryptos.
Makes sense. So if I'm not looking for huge gains, but want to dip my toes into the liquidity pool game, stablecoins might be a good place to start.
Could be a good option, especially on platforms like Curve Finance, which specializes in stablecoin pools. But remember, even with stablecoins, there's always some level of risk. No free lunches in DeFi.
Duly noted. Now, for those who like a little more control, a little more customization, the article mentions smart pools. Tell me more.
Smart pools are where things get really interesting, especially for those who like to tinker. Platforms like Balancer allow users to adjust the settings of their pools, giving them more control over their risk and potential rewards.
So instead of that 50-50 split we see in constant product pools, I could have, say, 80% ETH and 20% DAI in a pool if I wanted to.
Precisely. You can even create pools with more than two tokens. It's all about giving users the flexibility to manage their assets in a way that aligns with their individual investment strategies.
Talk about taking control of your financial destiny. This is really making those old traditional finance guys sweat, isn't it?
Disruption is the name of the game. But remember, with greater flexibility comes greater responsibility. You really need to know what you're doing with smart pools.
All right, point taken. On to the next type. Lending pools. Now, this one sounds a bit more familiar. Am I thinking what I think I'm thinking?
If you're thinking about those old school bank CDs your grandparents used to rave about, you're on the right track. Lending pools are essentially the DeFi equivalent.
So instead of loaning my money to a bank, I can lend my crypto directly to other users and earn interest.
You got it. And all of this happens on platforms specifically designed for this, like Avive.
So it's like being the bank, but without all the paperwork and, you know, the bank itself, just pure decentralized lending and borrowing.
Exactly. It's cutting out the middleman, just like we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
But remember, lending always carries the risk of default. So choose your borrowers wisely.
All right, last but not least, we have algorithmic pools. Now, these sound a little mysterious, even for the world of DeFi. Break it down for me.
Think of them as the brainiacs of the liquidity pool world. Algorithmic pools use, as you might have guessed, algorithms to constantly optimize for the best prices and fastest trades.
So instead of that balance scale analogy, it's more like a self-driving car, constantly adjusting and making decisions based on real-time data.
Perfect analogy. These algorithms are designed to minimize risk and maximize returns for liquidity providers. They're always working behind the scenes to make sure you're getting the most bang for your buck, so to speak.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. But with all these different options, it does feel a little like stepping into a candy store for the first time. Where do you even begin?
It can be overwhelming, for sure. That's why the article outlines some steps for getting started.
And luckily for our listeners, we're going to break it all down right after this. All right, so you've decided to take the plunge. You're ready to dive into the world of liquidity pools. You've got your metaphorical scuba gear all ready. But where do you actually dive in?
Well, the article starts with choosing a platform. It's like picking your dive spot. You wouldn't just jump into any old body of water, right?
Especially not without checking for sharks first. So which platforms does the article recommend for beginners?
Uniswap, SushiSwap, and Curve are all mentioned as good starting points. They're like the well-known reefs of the DeFi ocean.
Okay, so those are the tried and true options. But the article also emphasizes the importance of having a crypto wallet. What's the wallet equivalent in our scuba diving analogy?
Think of your crypto wallet like your waterproof bag. You need a secure place to keep your valuables safe while you're exploring the depths.
Makes sense. And MetaMask seems to be the fan favorite in the DeFi world.
It's definitely a popular choice. Think of it as like a high-quality, reliable, waterproof bag. But just like there are other brands out there are other wallets to consider as well. Do your research and find one that fits your needs and your risk tolerance.
Safety first. All right, so we've got our platform picked out, wallet secured. Now we need to decide which tokens we're actually going to provide liquidity for. This is where it gets exciting.
Yeah, it's like choosing which fish to swim with. But it's crucial to understand the behavior of those fish before you jump in. You need to do your research. Understand the risks and potential rewards of each token pair.
Because some fish are friendlier than others and some waters are calmer than others.
Precisely. Don't just chase the shiniest fish or the most crowded reef. Diversify your investments. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Solid advice. Now, before we wrap up this deep dive, we have to talk about the elephant in the room. Or should I say the shark in the water?
Ah, yes, impermanent loss. It's the risk that every liquidity provider needs to understand.
The article does mention it, but I think it needs a bit more unpacking. In the simplest terms possible, what is impermanent loss?
But imagine you put your tokens into a pool, and suddenly one of those tokens skyrockets in value compared to the other.
Sounds like a good problem to have, right?
It might seem that way, but because of the way liquidity pools work, you actually end up with less of the more valuable token than you would have if you had just held on to it. That difference, that's impermanent loss.
Okay, I see how that could sting a bit, especially if I'm missing out on huge gains. Why is it called impermanent?
It's called impermanent because if the prices of those two tokens eventually return to their original ratio, you can recover those losses.
Yeah.
But of course, there's no guarantee that will happen.
So it's a bit of a gamble. You could come out ahead, you could break even, or you could experience some degree of loss. It's all part of the DeFi adventure, I suppose.
Exactly. But knowledge is power. Understanding the risks as well as the potential rewards is essential for any aspiring DeFi explorer.
Couldn't agree more. This deep dive has been a whirlwind tour of the exciting and sometimes daunting world of liquidity pools. What's the one key takeaway you hope our listeners walk away with?
Liquidity pools are revolutionizing the way we think about finance. They offer incredible opportunities for anyone to participate in a decentralized and potentially more equitable financial system. But like with any new technology, it's important to proceed with caution. Do your research and never invest more than you can afford to lose.
Wise words to end on. Now for our listeners, we'd love to hear your thoughts. If you could design your own type of liquidity pool, what would it be optimized for? What problem would it solve? Would it be focused on stability, high returns, or something else entirely? Let us know. Maybe we'll even feature your ideas in a future deep dive. Until then, happy exploring.